Hey, I'm FK.
And I'm Joels.
Welcome to I Said What I Said,
the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to another episode of I Said What I Said, the Unsolicited Opinions Podcast.
Yeah, yes. You guys can get it out of the way. Oh, my God. You guys haven't had an episode. So I'm like,
First of all, don't blame us. It's not our fault. Technically, it's not our fault.
Let me tell you guys what happened. See, this is why I need to really, like, be surrounding myself with people who understand that I'm actually a star. Because
wow, okay.
There was a technical issue that happened with our last podcast. However, I'm of the firm opinion that if I was, you know, I don't know, Lyric the paramedic now, that kind of issue cannot happen to me.
Can never.
So, you know, I'm not to say that.
Speaking of which, Mr. Paramedic, we've been begging you now. It's almost
honestly,
1 year.
Honestly, to do jingle, to let us be involved.
It's almost 1 year.
Your
we've
shoulders
been begging
are
you.
Up. Don't okay. worry. Let's
just because
first.
Wanted to just help you say,
imagine.
Is Lyric called the paramedic? Okay. Fine. When we blow, you know.
That's it. Anyway, hi guys. How you been? Is this Happy New Year?
No, we've done any episode. The one that got deleted was the Valentine's Day episode, which was
lit. Let me tell you something. It was actually so lit. I strongly believe that many relationships would have been strengthened and many others would have ended based on that episode.
Yeah.
The wisdom we were dropping. Honestly, it's the enemy that didn't want it to be released.
The jewels we were dropping.
The jewels, pearls of knowledge we were dropping. They were elite, premium stuff.
FK, what have you been up to?
What have I been... Jola, I've been, you know, when, you know what I feel like, you know those hamsters, you know these teenage romance films.
Yeah, that there's always a hamster in the room, always.
In the wheel.
Yeah.
Running. That's me.
Doing because what? Where are you running to?
But when I look around, where am I?
Same place.
Good. Fantastic. That's all I would say. And that is why this episode is for we the youth. The episode is about the scam of entrepreneurship. It really, really genuinely is a full scam. And it has been sold. All these millennials go for it. Don't go for anything.
Okay. Before we get to that, we're going to start off as usual with our hot topics. And the first thing is, FK was just telling me about some guy who apparently got brain surgery by mistake.
Let me tell you what happened. You know what? I'm actually surprised that this is happened in Nigeria. So Kenya, shout out to you guys. You're not better than us. Look at... So there are two patients that were supposed to have... One person was supposed to have a non-invasive surgery. Like, they were supposed to put a needle in the back of his head and come out with some kind of liquid. Another person was having open brain surgery. Now, this first gene, he went to the hospital and somehow they swapped their files and this doctor went and opened Baba's head. He opened the head. Upon opening the head, he discovered that actually what we're trying to remove is not there. And then they checked and found out that this is not our patient. So,
imagine, they closed the Z back.
They closed the Z back. So, they closed the Z back. And upon waking up, they told him that, so you might notice that there's a big scar around your head. What had happened was, you know, we were chilling. And then Tisha told him that it's open. He said, now he has to sue. He wants to sue the hospital, the government. That guy has like 4 or 5 suits. And then they suspended everybody that was on the case apart from the senior surgeon. Imagine.
Yeah, well, because by the time it gets to...
Yeah, that one claims, you, listen, like, I come, I check the file, I do the procedure.
Yeah.
Like, what is my business with...
It's a HR and admin
that's
problem.
It. So now the HR and admin people are striking. Or whatever, that if they're suspending everybody,
I beg pardon.
Suspend Baba too.
I beg pardon.
So listen, Kenya's problems are several, okay? And I'm honestly so pleased.
They are our cousins now.
They are cousins. That's it. We're all
they are
one.
Our cousins.
We're all one.
We're literally in the madness. We're joined.
So I would just suggest that if you're having brain surgery anytime soon, you just maybe ask them to double check. Double
any
check.
Any type of surgery.
That's it. Double any type check of surgery. What is going on. So that's really it. What else is going on? We are now members, shareholders. Actually, are we shareholders? I feel like we're all employees of Lagos State Limited. Of who our current
contract staff.
Our current CEO is Governor Ambode.
Because we're not even full staff. Contract staff.
See, Akin Wumi's plan now is to just... He's taxing us dry. That's it. So all of you that, you know, own homes, you guys that bought homes, shout out to you guys and your land use charge that's gone up by 200%. I wish you all the best.
Very best. And do you know what? Do you know what's so fabulous is that the thing with this whole like land use charge, right, is technically you don't really even own your land in Lagos. It's just a long lease.
It's actually 99 years. So like, if you even think it's not going to get to your grandchildren, quite frankly.
So then at that point, your grandchildren are going to have to hope that nobody in government has been eyeing their property.
That's it.
Because if they're going to lose it.
That's it. So imagine if now...
Do you know that that's so fucked up? You don't even own your
own. You don't own it. Imagine if your grandpa now, as a wedding gift, he gave you his house in Ikoyi, 300 million naira. Baba has passed away. You people that woke up 2 weeks ago to see that Lagos State has changed your land use charge to almost 3 million naira. Listen, I wish you all the best. It's not that I'm saying that you shouldn't buy land in Lagos State, but I want you to think about
how much is the land use charge
and cons. It depends on what kind of property you have, to be honest. I think if it's the average one is 0.25 or 26, something like that, and then there's another one if it's commercial is 0.76%. I was listening to this thing on the radio because they played it like 4 times yesterday, explaining the different land use charges. So now,
sorry, please wait.
Not only are they charging land use, they're also paying for mass advertisements upon the radio to yarn you guys that we're taking your money. There's nothing you can do about it. I saw that Lagos State also released a statement saying that Ambode said it's ready for dialogue.
Okay, after creating the law.
Yes.
Okay, so after he's already done what he wants to do, we cannot have a chat.
So we're now going to dialogue of what? Dialoguing what exactly? You know, in normal places, people are normally having dialogue in order to make a decision. Here, they made a decision. Okay, come, let's hear.
Do you know what? Do you know I'm not surprised? It sounds like Nigerian parents.
That's it.
They will choose your degree for you and it's okay. So now let's talk about
it. Let's talk about how you feel.
Choose your husband for you. Let's talk about
how you want to go about it.
Choose your friends for you. Anyway, so do you like her?
Along the line of obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yeah, that's basically what they are doing.
First and ask questions.
Same thing they did with our toll gate increase.
That's it. So if you even have a Jeep, sorry for your life.
No, everybody, all of us are not going to be into trekking.
That is it.
Fit farm.
That's it. Lagos State is going to become a health hub. Bicycles, bicyclettes, scooters, you know. That's what we're going to be.
Some of us will
be
camping in the office.
Do you grab?
Because they all need to go home.
Listen, people should start building resorts in all these Lekki Phase 21 that you people claim you are living in. Start building resorts. Let's start moving in there. Forget Eco Atlantic. Ekpe Atlantic.
Yeah.
We are all moving out.
By the time Lagos is done with us, nobody will tell us to go back to our villages now.
Let's start.
That's what they want. Last, this place is too crowded. They want everybody to leave.
They want you guys to leave. They don't want to tell you directly. But
if you had a guest in the house for too long, you now start doing things to make them uncomfortable. So you don't have to say that it's time for you to go.
You just start finishing. See, what Lagos State is saying is that Ibadan is open for business.
Lagos is not open for business.
Go there. That's what they're saying. Go
Lagos
there.
Is not open for business. In the words of FK, it's open for amber.
It's open for amber. If you guys are complaining, move to Ibadan.
Move to Abeokuta.
Move to
Ekiti.
Do you get move to Ekiti? I heard that they have some lovely thing. Do they have super bed in Ekiti?
Move to move to Ondo waterfront. Speaking if you so desire. Bed,
I just wanted to say that you people, this life is a butter beast because. Based on Wakanda, Black Panther, a film which I loved. Let's just yarn all of us that went to the cinema and tried. We didn't do nothing. Black Panther is going to reach 1 billion in the box office. Africa as a whole has contributed $2 million to the whole Black Panther box office franchise.
It's so crazy.
Basically, we are poor.
We really are.
I mean, I know that I am poor. But I honestly thought that as a group... As a rising continent.
We will do more than that.
Let me tell you something. A village in Wyoming probably did more of the box office.
We need to have hard discussions, though, about purchasing power.
Is that hard discussion?
FK, I beg. But honestly, like, you know, these kind of things get me so worked up and riled up. Like,
my dear, haven't you read all the think pieces about Africa rising? Excuse
me, go away.
Okay, you are not rising.
Rising, okay. I'm like expired yeast.
Look, it's
ain't
not that
go nowhere.
Is not rising. It's just that
only some.
We're still at the bottom. The stuff is rising, but we're anchored to the ground. We are not moving anywhere. Oh, matey.
But before we leave that, let me just make a quick announcement here. Black Panther spoilers coming up. Can I just say a few things?
Go for it.
I just want to say a few things. Now, I understand that this was like the ideal African society, and I was really digging it. But you know the thing that bothered me the most? I was just looking at Nakia's character. So you dumped a prince.
Do you get?
And you still have peace of mind.
You get. You still go home. Your family will still say, for the country.
My mother, every day. Your mom, so you is it went to that bad that not only did you dump a priest, you went to some bizarre forest so that we will know that you want to kill me. We will know that.
Say, no, why don't you just
kill your me? Mates are married? Why don't you dumped you a just prince?
Kill me.
He came back to look for you. Entered the forest.
He went to Nigeria.
To come and carry you home.
Okay.
You got there. You started saying that. Chibok. My love is to my country. Very, very, very good. And then you go somewhere, you think you have peace of mind?
Very good. You wanted to fight and die on top of the country. They now, you know, somebody else even came to take over. They now made him, you thought he was dead. He now came back to life. He was still looking for you. When he was supposed to fight his country, so we were sitting down on the mountain top. We were looking into the horizon. Loving. But you want to face, you want to focus on your country. You don't want to be bogged down. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love that she didn't choose.
I love it completely. But you know all I was thinking?
The African in me was thinking,
this girl's mom is not Yoruba.
At all,
it's not possible because at let me something. Once she got landed,
she
get,
let me tell you when she gets home. After they did this,
you know when she was greeting the queen. when she was greeting Angela Bassett's character, you that just head from the back.
Oh, mommy,
Nakia, what they call your name like that?
Wambi, come here. You said what?
What are you wearing?
When she just no, comes the on the door, say, Nakia, how are you now? Oh, I came to visit. Say, what are these bags? Okay, you are staying here. Why? The palace, there's no room.
No,
you know, I don't want to stay there. Oh yeah, pack your things.
Because
it's me you want.
You want to kill me?
It's me you want.
You want to kill me? I was just looking at. I said, "Very, this is excellent." She was climbing mountains. I said, "Oh, so you know how to do athletics for everything except love." You don't want. All I could imagine is my mother saying, "See, my back is empty. I want to carry my grandchildren." Yes.
Oh, my llama. No, I was looking at them. That which part of Africa is this? Because a lot of things they did in that show. Imagine Killmonger walking into a room full of elders. Imagine my grandma, my grandma,
no greasy. Say, hey, auntie.
Hey, auntie. Imagine that. Oh my god. That's your name. Amy. Hey.
Hey, auntie.
My friend, will you kneel down there?
Listen. First of all, he wouldn't have even passed that border. Because Nigerian security said, we don't use to allow that here. What's that in your country?
Oga said he's not.
Oga said, well, it's not at home.
It's not.
Take that snap, be going back.
He's sleeping.
See, so, he now showed him that Wakanda can. He said, I don't care. Who do you say you are? Your name is not on the list. They left us at the gates. We have been doing this work for many years.
Hey.
The only accurate part of that thing was Daniel Kaluuya's character that said, you allow immigrants in.
That's actually
they bring their
only,
problem with them.
That's the only person.
Because a Nigerian uncle will tell you that don't bring a family member to my house.
Please, I also want to ask that which part of Africa can we find men that look like that? Which of the parts?
FK, Chadwick Boseman is 41 years old.
Lagos.
Chadwick Boseman is 41 years old. That man is so fine.
Is that what 41 years look like?
41 because years of age.
The ones I've been seeing here. Oh, matey. Cannot click at all.
41 what? Years old. Chadwick Boseman is. Do you know? Okay, do you know? I don't know to be if I'm going to be perfectly honest, Chadwick Boseman was not the finest one. The finest guys were from the Jabari tribe.
He was not.
When they came out, I said, kill him. It's okay. I don't even mind. What's there? Black Panther? Any of you can
is this your king? No! Move! Bring Ubaku. Actually, no. Look, my bae will always be Michael B. Jordan. I mean, I wasn't really about this whole, let's destroy the world, P. I was like, bro, you need to check.
First of all, you know my problem. That is Esther.
Actually, he killed his girlfriend early on. So I thought, maybe this is not the man for me, sugar.
Do you know what the problem I've had?
You be saying, you know, honey, I really think that you should break. Said, listen, don't let me pop you. So I think that it's
from the FK, you even got that far. Once I saw that in Shuku, I saw that in Shuku. He now tinted it. I said, excuse me. Take you home.
Look. And then another. Let me tell you who I am in a relationship. That's, I don't even know her
Okoye.
Name.
Okoye.
That's because my G said, will you He said, "You will kill me first."
My
he
love.
My love. My she love. Will, she, my, which she, my friend, will you get down? Not let me cut your head off here. Which of the love? Listen.
I'll tell you something. When his rhinoceros licked up, you know what I thought? That this is all those gates men. That's all those gates men. And no, it's not even gates men. All those siblings. You would have finished abusing your ex. Your siblings will know.
They'll be greeting him.
They'll see him outside in the club. They'll be taking selfies.
You've seen them on Snapchat together.
They'll be telling him that traitors. Oh, you won't believe who we saw. Useless people. Why did you see him? Aren't your eyes automatically blinded to such a human being? That movie was everything. I loved it so much. I've seen it 2 times.
Honestly, I don't have time. Honest people, and Black Panther, it was not realistic. Oh, okay. Because now, when people do superhero, because
superheroes are realistic, obviously. Let's say Superman. That's quite realistic. Ant-Man. Let's do something. Even if we can even bend our minds, everything. There is somebody whose power is becoming the size of an ant. Nobody wrote anything piece that. It's amazing to me. All of a sudden, now they are writing. Come and see, I say. Analyzing this is people that did not write.
This is not a good representation of Africa. I said, okay, this is not realistic, Abi. Because the one you people are doing, Captain America, all Batman, those ones are.
To be fair, Batman is realistic because Batman cannot fight for more than 2 minutes.
He has plenty money.
He can. Everything, but Batman always has a smart attack on the fight. After you slap somebody once, Alfred. Batman to Barry Gowman or Shake Gates, Boboy Elara. They'll beat you like a guy.
Will you remove this thing away, my friend?
Escape, they just drag and say, Come here, bastard. Who do you say you are?
I get man can beat Batman. What are we saying?
You say you're gates man? There's one stupid boy, Tolani, when we're in primary school. Tolani should handle Batman. Look. It's not like they know that this thing is not realistic. I said them to all of you are smoking, you are quite crazy. You see that thing that they were drinking?
Is it Nollywood that is realistic? Listen, you all need to take a step back and just reevaluate.
Nah, I loved Black Panther. I wanted to have no Thor was a trilogy. I don't want six movies.
Last. I want Nakia's mom to be a character. One. I want to hear what she says.
Second thing is in the comics, Storm and Black Panther get married and divorced. Yes. Storm. So I want to know how Storm
manage to end
Nakia's mother is not going to come their life for that to happen. So please, can they add that into the story? Like, if you want, I can write it for you, Marvel.
That's it.
I can say, I will write it. My mother can play the role. That's it. Because if Storm enters that, somebody must die.
Not, as Storm is landing like this from the thunder, calm down.
This is a common African movie. Nakia's mother's coven. He's already
sinking.
I did not see any Bible in that place. They are all present ancestors. Nakia's ancestors will drag Storm back. As she's trying to land.
Sinking, man. Where are you back. Coming? Forget all this thunder. Forget this thunder. Thunder, we've seen Shango since. Forget all this thunder you're doing. Remember, stop making noise. I said he's taking already. My daughter has already taken him. What are you doing? What are you looking for here?
Yeah, so Marvel, in case you're looking for anybody to write scripts, as you can see, me and FK have written it.
Yeah, we've already created a storyline.
Finish!
You guys don't need to look any
further. We can do it for you. Stop wasting your money.
Stop wasting money. Ryan, or what's your name? Phone us. Get in touch with us.
Ryan Coogler.
If you know his phone number, someone should send it to me.
I was very sad when I found out that man is married and happily so.
Imagine.
Very stressful for me.
Imagine. Incredibly.
But Michael B. Jordan is still available.
That's it, but I don't know how we're going to do it because, I mean, I don't know, between all these people that are queuing up, that's how you're going to say that he has.
I have God on my side. I can't feel. That's just the truth. With the Lord, I can scale any mountain. I can't feel. What's there? Is it not jollof to cook jollof rice? What's there? Because that's just the, if it's by looks, I can't compete. So
No. You have to compete on personality. Have you heard
Lupita's laugh? Even me, I love her from that laugh. I have to find other avenues. Maybe I'll say braids. I don't even know. Where would I start dragging from?
If she does braids, that's it. Just forget it. Do you know what? I think that it's one of those things that is just a losing battle.
I should just be his friend.
That's it. Maybe if he's going for second wife. You can give them.
But you know that it's those kind of men that cause you to run mad. You start fighting people.
You will. You start fighting people. You just see somebody, maybe the doctor, she wants to take blood. So why are you holding his hand?
Why are you holding my husband's hand?
What's this? What are you doing?
Do you know that opposite is now in this my old age? When I was a teenager, I never understood all these people. You see celebrities start crying. It's now.
It's now. Like Abijona, I'm gonna cry. I have to cry because not only because I'm seeing him, but because I'll now have to go back and look at the rest of the people I'm around who are not here. I have to cry. I have to weep because once you see someone like that, your expectations have now been raised. You now go back. All these Femi, all these Tokumbo, now be talking to you. That what?
I didn't know the one that is irritating me. You. It's bad enough they don't look like Michael Obijola. They don't sit down on Twitter and be writing, what can you, if your husband gives you $500 to cook
what
soup,
can you produce?
What can you buy? And then girls that their mothers have suffered for them will now start writing the 20 naira this, 80 naira oil. You say, come, my sister, after all, Fumilayo and some Kuti did for me. This is what you did to Auntie Fumi.
Oh,
wow, wow, wow. On another note, shout out to, is it Jordan Peele? Get out.
They won an Oscar.
Won an Oscar for his screen. Is it screenwriting? I mean, what did they call it?
Original screenplay.
Yeah,
play,
and I'm very, very happy
like
for
quite
him.
Quite a great award to get for the story. That shit is creepy as hell. So,
it was very well. There were layers to the writing. I think was really
amazing.
It was a lot.
And
I'm happy that the Oscars were able to, like, the people that
they
vote,
were recognizing.
Yeah, the
but
Academy
let me tell
was
you
able.
What I actually pinpointed, the moral of the story of Get Out. Do you see how skinny Daniel Kaluuya was in that movie? Money is good. After that movie, my guy started getting money. He's eating good now. He's now slim thick. That's what he's moving to. Him and Rihanna, they're now mates.
FK, are you okay at all?
They're now looking. Yes, because look how skinny he was looking in Get Out. Now he's in. He's inside. I'm telling you. He's inside squarely. He has relaxed fully. He's comfy now. Into his
just
not
a
gross, into dada.
Another so bit of encouragement. Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan have worked on 3 projects together now. First one was Fruitvale Station, then Creed,
then
Black Panther.
Then
they're doing Creed 2.
No, they're also doing
and then they're doing a bunch of the Atlanta something.
No, they're doing a movie about the richest man in the world.
Mansa Musa, something that they said is from Africa. Why do you say they said?
The man
used to go into cities and cause inflation. Eh?
How do we know?
What do you say?
We don't know anything. Who are, you know what? Actually, that's not the real question. Forgive me. I know that he's from Africa. Where are his descendants? Which part of the world?
No, please don't be annoyed. This thing I want to say.
Eh?
Don't be annoyed. Okay. I want to just say something. Even our heroes passed. Their children have finished all the money. So let's not start looking for. Do you understand what I'm not that I'm abusing anybody. They said that my great grandfather had money.
Where is it?
My dear.
Is in tales by moonlight.
So
they are showing you the money.
By that, I can't really drag too
Mansa
much.
Musa's inheritance. But if he has descendants, come, let's check.
I know they check. Because these people will be poor. Those people that you know they are equivalent now. Although I'm not saying anything bad. I'm just saying that. I'm not saying anything in a bad way, but you know those people that they will
they'll
say.
Be poor,
although, do you know who my father
outside
is?
Outside the club, phoning somebody. That do you know who I? We don't know.
They'll be saying their surname is time. That's if you're supposed to. Say, oh, are you? But you are poor now, so
we don't know.
We don't know who you are. Sheu Sani, which is
my favorite, one of my
Sheu Sani concert. Do you know what I like about people like him? He gives expo without meaning to.
Always giving the.
So Sheu Sani just let the Nigerian populace know that each senator gets 13.5 million naira monthly in
running costs. I want you to take a good look at your life and calculate your personal.
So 13. Let me just do a quick. Sorry.
Cost
13.5 times 12
per month.
That's about 162 million.
Mm-hmm.
In a year.
Some people are making your yearly rent.
No, that's not their salary. That's running costs.
That's it.
Then so that means in a term, 648 million, almost 1 billion per senator.
Not too bad.
It's not too shabby.
Not too bad at all. I feel like it's okay for somebody
average,
who is, putting bills into action.
Realized. Yeah.
It's fair.
Digging boreholes, push wells.
I think is you're
giving their constituents wheelbarrow. Starting up serious. In a year, they can give one person scholarship. In a whole, and we're here making noise. You see, ungrateful. Ungrateful. So not bad, sha. So in every 4 years, when you say senator, just know that their own running cost has cost you over 600 million naira.
It's not bad. I don't think it's bad. Because what's going to happen? Who's going to? Which senator are they going to pass the bill to change the Senate? Where?
I don't know.
Okay, so there's nothing to be said about that.
No,
That's it. That's all. So, you know, good luck to you. If you are married to the child of a senator, well, now you know some of the costs that maybe they're not passing along to you. Your daddy tells you he doesn't have money, he a liar. Okay, because now they've
casted you. Can say, I know you have money next month.
Can say, I know you have at least 30.5
million. I know you have money next month. You,
Baba. So that's it. What else do we have on Hot Topics? I think that's it.
That's pretty much it.
I really think that's it. You guys, I just think this whole millennial situation that we're in, like, I know everybody I know, so yesterday was International Women's Day.
Whoop whoop!
You know, shout out to all you ladies. Everybody I know, you know, we all sat down in the office, everybody was talking about things they do. I was like, wow, everybody's a go-getter. But what we fail to discuss, you know, we're all getting here, we're all living good. Some of you are catching flights. You say you're not catching feelings. Good. everything is fantastic. You know, we're securing bags. You know, we're doing the things that we need to do. Guys, girls, we're, you know, disrupting, building dynamic, innovative companies. But can we just talk about how this whole thing is a scam? G-Grab. Because this opportunity that they said that is there hanging out for us, somebody should show me with. Because so far, as in my entrepreneurial journey, what I've experienced mostly is what? Stress.
I'm happy for you because at least...
lack of sleeping.
You are calling yourself an entrepreneur. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just looking for funds to
live. Listen, this stuff is not easy.
But first of all, you guys, FK is a Yahoo babe because FK has like 11 companies. I'm just...
Listen, look, it's the day that I discovered that I was CSC. I registered a company, it was about 11K that I started making registrations. So look, if you want to park any amount of money anywhere, I have companies. Is it engineering? Is it manufacturing? Is it clothing? Is it events? Any kind of company you want, media. I can't say. I'm even going to open a church now. I think that's the next step for me. Let me just register.
Honestly, like when I say people think I'm like, but I'm honestly tired of you. Like I experience
as well. In case you want to experience tax free.
I experience a deep sense of exhaustion whenever your name is mentioned. But really, like, listen, so FKW, how did you become an entrepreneur? How?
I don't know. Like, what? I couldn't come and die. Like, what else was I gonna do?
You're an engineer, so that's a very stupid question to ask.
Okay, so I wasn't. I don't know that I'm a very good engineer, if we're frank. And also, there's a big part of me that just wanted to not do what my parents wanted me to do. And everybody in my family is an entrepreneur, to be honest, is running a business. So I just grew up like looking at it and thinking, yep, this is what I want to do. But let me tell you where the scam starts. I thought to myself, I want to be my own boss. Let me tell you something. Everybody now is my boss. At the beginning of the year, I made a crazy move. I hired a human being. Jola, let me tell you something. That one decision has ruined my whole life. Because I have heart palpitations. If the balance of the company goes near the amount that salary is supposed to be, my heart starts beating that. Eh? That's how you just wake up a thread. One of your faves on Twitter has not paid me. What will I do? Listen, it's actually wild, though.
But aren't a lot of us subsistent entrepreneurs? So I don't know if a lot of us are doing this because we want to.
I think people just, are doing it because the market.
You kind of have to. Yeah, you kind of have to fend for yourself.
But all the reasons why people think they go into entrepreneurship are actually like, it's hilarious how untrue they are. You want more free time. Zero. What is a weekend? I mean, you have time to rest, go out, but I just want to know that it's not even at the back of your head, in the middle, near the front. All the things that you have to do on a daily basis are there because you're now responsible for your whole self, and not only for your whole self, for other people, for your customers. Oh, you know, I want to wake up whenever I want. Bruv, how? You can't. You're now on a clock. Money, depending on the kind of business you're in, the money is usually not immediate and is later. Whereas if you do salary, at least you know that 4 weeks, bam. You've gotten a credit a lot, and then you're now paying for things. What does that mean? And I'll be paying for, do you know the ordinary Gmail? They're charging you in dollars. Yes. $4.50 ordinary email account. Nothing. I've not done anything else. You people have already taken Forex from me. So listen, I really rate you if you're out here trying to do this thing properly. You know, you're not running scams, you're not using. Because, I mean, a lot of people are running a lot of scams and they're just quoted as businesses. So if you're really trying to do this thing for real, I rate you. Well done and good luck. all the best to you. But let me tell you something now. If you're a foreign company, you're listening to me, and you want to purchase me, not the business, so
you
want to purchase me as an entity, like as a person, you want to invest in me, you want to do a personal IPO on my life and my destiny, I'm available for it.
Do you have I'm just going to ignore you. I'm just be asking questions that I'm interested in. Do you have Nigerian businesses that you like?
Yeah, a few, I suppose.
Like
Workstation.
No. I wonder why. Kata.
What else do I like?
I like Paystack.
I like Paystack. I find it interesting. What other Nigerian businesses?
I like Luscious Chocolate.
Do I like Luscious Chocolate? Is a fantastic business.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There were a few that I liked, but
do you know what? I basically like almost everybody that is doing this thing.
There's some businesses that I actually really quite like. I think they're doing. I mean, a lot of people that are trying to do things better than what the average person is doing.
Yeah, what's expected.
Like. Yeah, but most of the big industries or big businesses here, they are scammers. Mm. Look at the banks now, fraudulent.
So what you just did now is any possible sponsorship you killed.
No, hey, listen. You know the thing about sponsorship is all about honesty and authenticity. Open dialogue. I didn't mean your own bank.
Mm-hmm.
I meant the others. I didn't mean your own. So you have to take it with a pinch of salt. I didn't mean your own. But no, there are a lot of interesting things people are doing. I think eventually we'll start to see that people are taking over. Things that, like, before it was only the big guys
that could do.
People are coming through and showing us new things.
Yeah,
at that Slay Festival thing we went to, I was exposed to a lot of new businesses.
Oh, really?
Very interesting.
FK and I were stage hosts. Yeah, two different stages. And our third stage host is getting married tomorrow. Yeah. Shout out to you, Tukke. But what kind of businesses? Like, was it stuff that you just didn't realize people were doing?
I didn't realize Main One was started by, like, Main One, which basically is giving a lot of us internet right now. It was started by, like, a single person.
Ah, interesting.
I thought it was, like, I don't know what I thought it was.
But like
I
a group it was, of, like, a huge conglomerate.
Conglomerate situation. Yeah. No, I also met the founder of 5K Shop. She's lovely.
I like her.
Sophia.
Like Sophia, come and give us buffs.
Sweet girl, do you get? Come on, spawn. Anyway.
But I really like 5K Shop. Actually, just
sweet girl.
A dress from them.
Doing something good. There's another lady that ran an advertising agency called Yellow Brick Road. Sweet girl, also. Yeah, it was just very interesting to just see all the different things people are doing. Yesterday, my friend was telling me that she's running and she has started an Ashoebi logistics company. I said,
specifically for Ashoebi.
Yes.
Speaking of Ashoebi, I need to pick up an Ashoebi.
Yes, me too. For the movement, for the organization of the process of distributed Ashoebi.
That makes a lot of sense. I've been thinking about it. I was like, I have to go and pick up Ashoebi.
It's actually wild. I thought to myself, you know what? This is a business.
Mm-hmm.
So people are doing all sorts of things or all sorts of fascinating things. So, you know, I don't know. Let's see.
I don't know. I'm very reticent to start a business. Because I feel like it's hard. It looks really, 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 really hard in a way that...
Like, there's so much poetry so around sucking. It. Oh, people say, just do it, just start. My dear, let me tell you something. Don't just start. Better think this thing. Think about this thing. That's when I'll start remembering Bible quotes that they say I should count the cost. Listen, sis, count the bloody cost. It's not straightforward. It's really not. But if you read too many quotes on Twitter... Just think that you enter your garage 2 minutes now, you just have 1 billion, like Facebook. A lie.
It's scary. Actually, do you know what I find? I think mostly because I'm quote unquote in the creative industry, everything is in flux.
Yeah.
Even the idea, like, so.
But isn't it growing?
It's growing, but then it's still in flux.
Everybody's a content creator.
Shut up your mouth.
That's not shade.
The scary. Do you know one thing I found very difficult? Figuring out rates, how to charge, what to charge. I don't know how to send invoice with my chest. I don't know how to send. No, honestly, people ask me, what are your rates? I'll start messaging my friends sorry, please, how do you do this thing? Like,
it's tough.
It's really, really difficult. And then also because there's the assumption that sometimes creative work is easy. Nah, nobody just lie down, just think this thing up.
Yeah, nah, aren't you guys just
then I start dragging with you. Say, excuse me. Do you know that I need to buy things? Do you know that I'm into eating? I'm into drinking.
Yeah, I'm into slack. Cleaning.
I'm into moving out of my parents' house one day. It's not as if as I am now, na condition.
Being able to even travel to Abuja.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we said Abuja. How do you feel about paying toll gates?
I don't feel anything about pumping tire.
When it's flat, just little things.
I'm into, you know, not having to beg people if somebody by mistake they should hit my car. I'm into that. So you gotta pay me.
Yeah, paying. I think that's a big issue. I was on a panel a couple of weeks ago.
Ah, Jola is just moving. Oh, shut panels up. Conference
about piggy banks panel. Ooh. On millennials and money, and we were talking about how we basically have such
a
bad.
Anything? How can I make 60 million?
How can you make 60 million?
Before you
go and make a bomb bomb in Abuja. That's the quickest way. Just look for. Shebi, you've seen. We now know how much. At least we know a portion for sure of senator's salary.
That's
you just count 11 of them. Collect 5M.
That's it.
That's 3 weeks' work. If you have been picking and I say it's one a day. Yes, now. There's nothing there. You.
So, you just went to a panel, you just went to go and discuss it. You didn't learn one single thing.
I did, but like it was more. I don't know how to explain it. It was more like. It's more with personal finance. There is no. What we want.
Okay, how can my money FK, stop chill. Finishing?
What you want is for somebody to tell you instead of you doing work by yourself. It's not as straightforward as I was very sad. I got there, I had notepad, and I was like, okay, so you mean people are not going to tell me to buy these 11 stocks?
You get and wait then for I 6 weeks,
dump it, and I'm a billionaire. Zero. They start talking about inflow and outflow. I said, excuse me.
And people will be talking about discipline. So, what's this?
What's that? But yeah, so it was stuff like I had even this week, I sat down with insurance people.
Oh, shame.
So that. And all I was
so
thinking,
insured?
I'm on my way there because I just realized. No, I honestly thought that insurance was very expensive.
Is
very,
it not?
No,
I have not. No idea.
You can get insurance for as well as 500 naira, boo.
For what? I have to insure something.
If you can get comprehensive insurance,
please insure my voice.
Oh God, oh
that's an
God.
Asset, a talent. I have.
I just feel like I honestly.
Do you reckon I can insure different accents? You know. I can ensure this British accent and then
the way you are going.
I can ensure
your mother will ensure you inside psychiatric. The way you are going. That is the only thing that will be ensured. Your stay in the psychiatric home.
Okay.
That's the only thing that will be ensured.
Okay.
But seriously, on this entrepreneurship band, another thing I want to just say quickly. I figure that sometimes because insecurity manifests itself in different ways. So sometimes because entrepreneurs are slightly insecure about what they do, they feel the need to posture and talk down to people that are in paid employment.
It's like,
I work for myself,
you know. I'm not about this.
I could never
there's nothing
it's taking instructions from people
the fact that you know you're working 8 to 12 and you're earning peanuts, the same peanuts that they're earning when they leave work at 5 p.m. There's nothing glamorous about this.
Like, I just can't imagine. I'm like what's your problem?
You know,
like,
you know the funny
honestly,
part
you don't even have light to charge your laptop. Like, why are you shouting? Like, why are you pretending? Like, we're all in the same group
chat.
Like,
don't lie. You don't have
when it's like, okay, when are we having drinks? And you're like, but then what are your house though? Like, we're all there. So I feel like there's that. There's a lot of snob appeal in being able to say, and then, you know, because we're all into packaging, we're all exposed, quote unquote, we're able to say things like, I've worked with, you hear people say this, like, and I do it too, so I find it funny, like, I've worked with several conglomerates, and you literally,
we're present in several countries, meaning as in Lagos,
you tweeted, your Twitter account has followers from 8 countries,
Ghana.
So,
South Africa, trigger.
You're like, I've worked with several conglomerates. You deliver a sandwich.
As in, what you mean, when I went to London, I was sending emails.
Yeah.
So I'm represented.
So
in the
I
UK.
Feel like we need to like stop putting so much pressure on us. This like it'll turn you to a mad person. Oh,
honestly, you can actually die. Because at the end of the day, what's so funny about this 9 to 5 thing is then you now put out, oh, hiring, looking for an intern. Why should somebody come and work for you? Maybe it's 9 to 5 and you don't want anybody to be 9 to 5.
You could never.
You could never work for somebody else. So why should they come and work for you? Better go and sit down. Listen, everybody should just try.
And then the only reason I'm making all these noises is because obviously, after this podcast, Marvel is going to call FK and I
to come and do to this come work. And write. So, like, I could actually never.
So we don't mind.
We don't mind.
Honestly and truly, at this point, I've already said it. Do you understand? So Marvel, if you don't form my hand, don't make me a liar.
Do you guess?
In the presence of my enemies, because there are many. In the presence of my enemies.
There are many that are saying that we're not going to make it.
Yes. We must make it. Nakia's mother's character. We can write. Say to something. I'm not even being greedy. I don't need to write the whole film.
We can even present you with people that can play. Don't worry.
Thank you.
How much are we even collecting? Forget all the millions of dollars you're paying them. That's not important. We just give all of us 1 million. We'll be okay.
I don't understand. When you say all of us, is that we share the 1 million. Because I have native I want to buy.
Okay, how much is
it? Land use charge. We have to pay it. What the new water charge you need to pay it. So please, though I don't want to share too much money. But also Michael B. Jordan has a production company. Hey boo!
Hey.
I can write for you.
Hey.
And then in the school you don't even have to be good. They'll say that you're helping an African child
Genius.
Or whatever. So
let's bring up African stories. Let him come and help us. Let him come and see the real Wakanda. Yeah. We'll make a documentary.
Yeah, speaking of which, I actually went to Benin Republic again. And one of the things we did was...
Jola is like, you have an agenda there.
No.
Tell us the truth. Because I don't understand when it became such a high-profile destination for you.
Mm-hmm.
That every 2 minutes, I'm just going to Benin Republic. What's happening
Let
there?
Let me tell you what's happening there.
What's happening there?
People said, I'm doing birthday. Do you want to come? And I entered the vehicle.
What's happening there? Meanwhile, if you're my friend, please take notes of this. You know, birthday, Benin Republic, Togo, wedding, you know, Accra, Lome. Not, I don't want to be here in, Puerto Rico. Fucking
FK, your money has finished.
We're going to the waterfall
FK's
in Erie, Jisha.
FK's money has finished.
I'm going there. I can't have your wedding there.
In front of the lovely waterfalls.
Do you get in front of the waterfalls? I can't have your wedding in Tinapa. What's the problem?
But the point I was trying to make is that when we went to Benin Republic, I saw that there are a lot of stories, mm-hmm. even like intercontinental stories that need to be told. Like we should try to expand our minds a little bit. I'm thinking about like listen.
Tell them something
I found out recently. You know my mouth very big,
huge
all the time.
Can I test?
Why can't they do? Do you not have realized that it's actually noisy?
Yeah.
It's not easy. My mouth very big before I said that. I just feel like the culture can't progress with people who just can't take things from critics. Well, do you know what? I'm not learning to shut up my mouth. I'm just learning to shut up my bloody dirty mouth. Because it's actually not easy.
It's actually not that straightforward.
It's not as easy to create or to do.
And I think we've actually been... I mean, it's good. We do have... Okay, you know, I've been joking, but we do have opportunity and things are, you know, a bit easier. Technology is on our side. But let me tell you something. This thing is not straightforward. Because if it was, honestly, people don't have forehead. Somebody would have done it. It's true. Because the way... Sometimes I hear myself talking, ugh, what are they doing? Ugh, this company, like, ugh. Look at the customer service here. So mad. Oh, my God. I don't wanna... Have you tried to train a human being before? They're like goats. They don't want to learn. So that's it. Anyway, Jola's going to change the culture and we're going to be going to watch.
Now you sabio. Me, I'm just waiting to get Belle for Michael B. Jordan. That's my own...
That's your ticket out.
So if you people see anybody, if you see... Please don't now start saying I don't love him. If I get there and you people start writing things.
No, we'll have deleted this episode by then. No.
You said I'd have deleted my whole life. I'd have deleted my whole life from the interwebs. Are you people joking? I'll be fully dedicated to Mrs. Him. Have you seen those people on the hashtag Mrs. Him?
Hashtag us. That's what you'll just be seeing that I'm putting everywhere. Hashtag us.
On another interesting note, intercontinental stories and whatnot. Okay. Lupita is producing the movie. That will be accompanying
Born
Trevor
a
Noah's
crime.
Book.
What?
Born a Crime. Yeah. I saw someone saying that the book was rubbish. I just really... That was my reaction. You got it to see FK's face.
I'm not guessing it.
The person said that
but
the book was...
very rude. Whoever said that, very rude.
Look, she's doing that. There's also her and Danai. Danai
yeah,
Gurira.
They're doing something. I don't know
a
what
mini-series
it is.
On Americana.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm excited for like that kind of thing.
I have not finished that book.
That kind of thing excites me.
Chimamanda, so
Chimamanda was also at the Vanity Fair party, the after party for
the
Oscars. Bruh, she was the one black excellence picture that I did posted
that
up.
That big picture.
Yes. Chimamanda was posted up at the back in a Dior dress.
This is the thing about people that don't make too much noise. They're there. They're not shouting.
FK.
But they're present.
If I get by mistake. Let me tell you something. For 3 years, I'll be doing Throwback Thursday for a good 3 years. I'll be doing Throwback Thursday.
What I'll do is I'll section the picture. I'll first put three people on the left. I'll first put three people on the right.
For three years.
Every day when it's Woman Crush Wednesday, I must Woman Crush somebody in that photograph. There's no other photograph. Who else are
my
you?
Throw back my shoe. My
hairstyle. See, that when they took picture with like 30 people, I said, this is somebody that knows that maybe next year it might
I'll
not
keep
be here.
Throwing it back.
That's it.
For all 3 years. Way. I'll be making noise. People, some wonder is settled. People are buying the rights to her books.
She's settled. Calm. All of you then are making us. Oh my god, we don't like Chimamanda. Cool. Dollars likes her. So whatever.
she's a settled human being. Me, I'll be like, what's her name? Jocelyn Hernandez from Loma. I'm not going back to the strip club. I'll be shouting for years. That's no. I was in Hollywood, even if it was for a few hours. I was there.
I was there. Oh, I was with the stars.
Yeah. Making moves. But anyway, can you guys share your crazy or interesting or difficult stories of entrepreneurship with us? We're gonna have try and get a guest next week or next 2 weeks.
So
someone
like
interesting. Do you know who we should try and get? We try and get Dari.
Yeah.
Mr. Young Dari, the wicked producer.
Do you guess?
We should try and get him on.
Oju Kokoro, that's who we need.
Yeah. I think we should try and get him on. But his shoulder is always high now.
Quite up. But yeah, always, I think he just finished a movie.
Yeah, my brother worked on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that actually.
Yeah. They almost killed him.
Crying.
They almost killed him. But yeah, we should try and get definitely get someone along those lines. Someone who has an interesting story to tell or insider gist. Like, me, I want to know what's going on in Nollywood because.
Do you get
my whole plan?
Actually, come on, Yan. Like,
yeah,
come
on, Yan. I was like,
real?
What's really going on in Nollywood?
Yeah, don't worry, you'll be anonymous. We won't tell anybody.
You won't be anonymous. If anybody says anything bad about Nollywood, it's Dari.
No,
you push, come and carry him. I'm ready for them to arrest that boy. That's just the truth. He has been my friend for years,
so
and I have had it.
This is why me and Jola often disagree on the way to go.
I've had it with that guy. They should arrest him. And when they arrest him, screaming. I won't even do him the privilege of carrying beans to visit him in Kirikiri. No. He's on his own.
Enter Kirikiri on your own. I can't visit you. I'm sorry.
But did you hear that the English government is going to build a prison in Nigeria?
That was
112 rooms.
There's not enough space.
We don't tire. Come and carry your people.
So all the people that you're putting in.
Take them back.
We don't want
again. I think, but I don't know. Maybe next time we'll figure out what's going on there. Anyway, guys, as usual, we're sorry for the long absence.
Sorry.
I am. Like, do you know why, FK? Because these people deserve better from us.
Do they?
They deserve consistent insults.
What have you done for me?
Lately.
What have you done for me?
Ooh,
none of you
yeah.
have thought this year. Have I sent something? FK and Jola, no. And when is the next episode? Oh, my friend, keep quiet. What's that?
Anyway, FK and I are going to bounce. We have to get ready for a lituation
tomorrow.
Wedding.
We're gonna be looking popping. Everything's gonna be coming through. Jola, what have you been reading or gauging or?
I just finished An Abundance of Scorpions by Hadiza El-Rufai.
Wow.
It's a good book.
An abundance of scorpions.
Yeah, wow. It's an interesting book. It wasn't what I expected. In some senses, some of it was a bit cliche.
Really,
I was a bit dissatisfied with the ending. But I like the book and I would recommend it. I'm currently reading like 5 books. A friend of mine got me a book called Pachinko. Pachinko and. It seems like a really good book, but I've read the first page and I haven't continued because it's one of those things where I do this thing where sometimes a book will seem interesting and then I want to save it for later.
Yeah.
Because I don't. I've started missing a book I haven't read yet.
Yeah.
That happens
to
me sometimes. What have I been listening to? I re-downloaded The Script's first album, The Script.
Do you know? Okay. I actually know who that is. I was about to say I don't know who that is. And then
I'm very happy for you.
That fundamentally, I actually do know who that is.
Then I've listened to All the Stars from the Black Panther soundtrack like a million times. I love it.
You know what's really interesting that I've been doing? Watching the interviews. Like all the interviews from Black Panther.
Oh,
it's fascinating.
Girl, let me just explain something to you. See, there's no interview with Chadwick Boseman.
That you've not seen.
I'm not joking. No. This is far back as 2012 that I've not seen.
Ah, but boy, yeah, fine. Forget it.
And he's, what's the word? He seems like a very measured human being.
So hot.
Like his aura is ballet.
That's it.
He's calm.
Quite ballet.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like him a lot. He's also 41 years old.
I don't understand how that
How? Have you seen his girlfriend? She's so beautiful. It's very stressful. Very, very stressful.
Like, as a group of people, I really can't stand girlfriends. Like, what's your point? What's your point? Are you the first?
Anyway, guys.
What else do I have? Guys, 6:30 is coming up. If you guys have not known or heard, I'm running a dinner party called 6:30, 6:30lagos.com. And now, before I was like, you know, it's a mysterious, it's a secret dinner. I don't want to loud it too much. Let me tell you something. Now I'm louding it. I'm turning up the volume. Go to 6:30lagos.com. Sign up. The next dinner is a night in Paris. And it's going to be legit. There's actually going to be real French people there. I promise you. Somebody's just going to be speaking French to you throughout. I promise you. All the waiters are from Cousin. And they are going to be speaking French.
I know you're lying.
I swear to God.
Are you being dead serious?
I'm telling you. They're not from France. They're not French. But
they speak French.
Is it not France? Is that not France of Africa?
I'm tired of you.
Is that not the same way they said Bakoko is Venice of Africa?
No, be Venice.
Which of Venice? Anyway, so that's what I've been up to. You guys should come. What else do I have to say now? I don't really have any other thing to say.
We're going. We'll see people next time.
Bye.
Bye!